A provocative thriller about a very close-knit family that is torn apart as a new movement, The Change, envelops the country. This is the plot synopsis of Anniversary, a 2025 film that runs an hour and 51 minutes. It was released on October 29th, 2025, and is directed by Jan Komasa. The film stars Diane Lane as Ellen Taylor, the mom, Kyle Chandler as Paul Taylor, the part of the dad, Madeline Brewer as Anna Taylor, one of the kids, Zoe Deutsch as Cynthia Taylor, another daughter, Dylan O'Brien as Josh Taylor, the son, and Phoebe Denover as Elizabeth Nettles, the new daughter-in-law. So, and basically one of the big stars of the film. The plot synopsis doesn't even come close to describing what this film is about, and the trailer sort of leads you astray. It looks like, oh, they're going to introduce a daughter-in-law, there's going to be some kind of problems, maybe she's evil, or maybe she's going to try to get with the father-in-law, or with the dad. I was wondering, like, what's going to happen? Is there going to be some interactions with the brothers and sisters? The trailer doesn't make you think it's a rom-com, but I was thinking, oh, it's some kind of family dynamics movie. And it is, don't get me wrong. There is a lot of family dynamics in this film, but this film is not all just about infighting family or soap opera type topics. This is a political thriller. So what happens is, after the mom, wonderfully played by Diane Lane, Ellen, after she's introduced to the new daughter-in-law, Elizabeth, she has a recollection because the mom was a professor in college. And she's like, oh, I remember her. She had some radical ideology. It was really extreme kind of an ideology. So right off the bat, it was a red flag and she was worried. And then eventually, of course, they get married. Elizabeth and Josh are married. And it wasn't long after that that she publishes this book called The Change. The mom starts reading it and she finds out the whole idea of the book is to eliminate the two-party system in the United States of America, replacing it with more of a national party, just kind of get rid of the two parties and go this one direction. And that's pretty much all they kind of articulated for as far as what the book was about. But what you started to notice as the film was progressing was that their neighbors started getting the flag that was being proposed by the book, The Change. Then just little things were starting to happen as more and more people were adopting the ideas from the book. What you realize is that this movie is more about one person's ability to infect or to change the entire way the country thinks to more of an authoritarian type of a system. One of the big problems that I had with the way the movie depicted this change was that it happened way too quick. So by the time the daughter-in-law and the son have children, they have grandkids, by the time those kids are like, I don't know, 2-3 years old, basically the entire country has switched over to The Change. And anyone who hasn't switched is ostracized. It came really fast. It was amazing how fast it happened. Probably unrealistically fast, 100% unrealistically fast how it happened. And then also the repercussions of how it ripped up the family. It's a shame because like you look at a family like that, they could have been such a nice, loving family. But instead, this ideology kind of ripped the entire family apart. You have one daughter who had to run away because she didn't agree with it and she was being chased by the police. Then you had another daughter who was sort of on the autistic spectrum. Then you had the son who at first he was just following her ideals, but then he became so enraptured in it that it took over him and now he was more leading it even more than the daughter-in-law, Elizabeth. So I think I felt as the movie progressed and as the family was being ripped apart, this is going into towards the end of the film, I think even Elizabeth was like, what have I done? She didn't say that, but I think she was thinking, what have I done to this family? But I thought she was thinking that, but then something happens. There is a twist, and I am going to go into that twist. Because the parents, Ellen and Paul, were not a part of the program, they're like, we are not doing this change. We're not doing any of that. Well, finally it came to a head and the government came and they put bags over their heads and they were separating them. And even the son was like, no, you can't separate them. What happens is Elizabeth ends up stabbing the son, her husband. I was like, whoa, he's ended up bleeding. You don't know if he for sure if he dies, but it looked like he was going to bleed out. And they end up separating the mom and dad with bags over their heads and led them in different directions and they took them out of the house. And it wasn't long after that the credits rolled. And I think this movie is definitely trying to make a political statement, and it was kind of moving. It just happened a little too quickly for me, but I definitely found it thought-provoking. I'd highly recommend it. I thought it was really good, and I don't know. I haven't really watched a whole lot of political thrillers, but I did find this one very entertaining, enough to give it 4 stars.